These lectures are part of the Great Courses series. They are produced by the Teaching Company. These lectures are titled The Peloponnesian War, Part 3. Lecture 25, New Leaders and New Strategies.
In this lecture, I plan to deal with the last 3.5 years of fighting in the Archidamian War, that is, the first phase of the Greater Peloponnesian War. And we want to explain why the fighting in these critical 3.5 years ended in the Peace of Nicias rather than in a decisive victory for either Athens or Sparta. Thucydides saw this as this whole period, and particularly the fighting of the last 3.5 years, as really part of a greater struggle that did not end until 404 BC. As I mentioned in a previous lecture, in some ways, this first 10-year struggle essentially represented a generation of Peloponnesians and Athenians, at least men of military age. And there will be an extended time out for 7 years, and then a renewal of the war in 414 BC, which will represent a second generation of men of military age, the generation of Alcibiades, that irrepressible and outrageous figure who will dominate Athenian politics. So why was it that by early 421 BC, probably in May, the Athenians and Spartans agreed to a general peace and then an alliance? And this peace is known as the Peace of Nicias. The treaty was associated particularly with that Athenian politician from antiquity on, and not in a decisive victory for Athens. Because when this period opens in early 424 BC, the Athenians are really at a decisive point. They have gained a very, very considerable advantage by capturing the Spartans and the Perioeci on the island of Sphacteria. They also were able to demand more tribute from their allies. There were increases in the tribute list. And the Athenians went on to assess neutrals and cities that had not been under their power for as much as a generation. Athenian ships appeared in waters off the coast of Lycia, areas they had not been in since the 430s or 440s, assessing or blackmailing cities to pay tribute. The islands of Melos and Thera in the Cyclades that were neutrals at the outbreak of the war, Dorian, even Spartan colonies, they were assessed. So the Athenians could bring in the money. There was also the perception in the Greek world that the Spartans had suffered a major moral defeat, that their men had surrendered. Numbers aside, demographic issues aside, everything that incident is used in is as a means to analyze Spartan social and economic conditions, I think Thucydides has it right that most of the Greeks saw Pylos as a great moral defeat that really drew into question the Spartan ability to command and to inspire their citizens to the supreme sacrifice. So in 424 BC, the Athenian assembly was in no mood to reopen negotiations. Instead, it shifted decisively from a strategy of exhaustion, a variation of the strategy that Pericles had proposed in 431 BC, to a strategy of overthrow. At this point, the Athenians intend to really destroy the Peloponnesian League by knocking out its most important members, taking them over, and breaking the military power of Sparta forever. In this case, the Athenians thought not in mounting a series of rebellions from Pylos, which would be very difficult to support. Moving Athenian ships and men around the shores of the Peloponnesus is dangerous. In 424 BC, Nicias captures the island of Kythera, which is an island just immediately south of the Peloponnesus. It's part of the Spartan state, and the people there were ruled as Perioeci. And that island was important for the trade connections Sparta had with Crete and the Levantine ports. It was a possible base, but anyone sailing around the Peloponnesus always risked shipwreck from storms. Large parts of the year, the sailing conditions were impossible, and this always hindered Athenian operations in western Greece. And Pylos wasn't a particularly good port. It didn't have any facilities to repair ships. It didn't have the stores and provisions necessary to base a major force. So instead, the Athenians looked quite practically to central Greece and Megara. These were the two critical allies in the Peloponnesian League. Thebes, long-term enemy of the Athenians, and clearly perceived as the great power in central Greece, and Megara, all important for her strategic importance, the control of those passes into Attica, those were the two allies the Athenians intended to take out of the war. And in both instances, while the policies were strategically bold, Tactically, the Athenians were actually rather careful in making plans of these operations.